Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, April 20th. A modest meteor shower should be at its best the next couple of nights. You need dark skies to see it. The glow of city lights will erase it from view. And even at its peak, the shower produces no more than a dozen or so meteors per hour. But the moon won't get in the way, so if you have good weather and a good viewing spot, it's worth a look. The Lyrid shower occurs at this time every year as Earth passes through a trail of comet dust, debris from Comet Thatcher. The comet last visited the inner solar system in 1861, and it won't return for almost three centuries. But each time it approaches the sun, it sloughs off bits of rock and dirt. They spread out along the comet's orbital path. When Earth flies through that path, some of the grains ram into the atmosphere at 100,000 miles per hour. They vaporize, forming the glowing streaks of light known as meteors. The shower is named for the constellation Lyra, the harp. That's because its meteors all appear to rain into the sky from near Vega, Lyra's brightest star. They can fly across any part of the sky, though, so you don't need to be looking at Lyra to see them. The best view comes after Lyra climbs into good view, after midnight. The moon sets a little later, making the skies nice and dark. That will provide several good hours to watch the meteors, reminders of a comet that's billions of miles from Earth. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.